This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. As the United Nations warns of an accelerating food crisis in Gaza, a ship loaded with 200 tons of aid departed Cyprus early Tuesday on its way to bring relief by sea. Associated Press correspondent Charles Della Desma reports.
The food's being gathered by World Food Kitchen, the charity founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres, and is being carried on a barge attached to a ship belonging to the Spanish aid group Open Arms. It's expected to arrive at an undisclosed location on the Gaza coastline in a few days. The shipments are test for the opening of a sea corridor to supply aid to the territory, where starvation is spreading 5 months into the Israel-Hamas war. The U.S. also plans to construct a sea bridge near Gaza to deliver aid, likely to take weeks. I'm Charles Della.
Additional aid was seen being airdropped into the Gaza Strip Tuesday as hunger worsens across the enclave and pressure grows on Israel over the growing humanitarian crisis there. The war, triggered by Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel, has killed over 30,000 Palestinians and driven most of Gaza's 2.3 million people from their homes. The UN reports a quarter of Gaza's population is starving because they cannot find enough food or afford it at vastly inflated prices. Meanwhile, a mediator from Qatar reported Tuesday Israel and Hamas are not close to a deal on a cessation of hostilities in Gaza or releasing hostages. Despite weeks of talks involving the U.S., Qatari, and Egyptian mediators, the Muslim holy month of Ramadan began early Monday without the start of a widely expected truce or hostage exchange. Qatar Foreign Ministry spokesman Majid Al Ansari told the news conference the situation remained very complicated.
I can't offer any timeline, sadly, at the moment. The situation is very complicated on the ground. We are not near a deal, meaning that we are not seeing both sides converging on a language that can resolve the current disagreements over the implementation of the deal.
This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels have targeted a Liberian-flagged container ship in the Red Sea with missiles Monday, producing an explosion near the vessel but causing no damage. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center said that the master of the vessel reported the explosion and said no one was hurt. The UK MTO later identified the vessel as the Pinocchio, managed by a Singaporean firm. The U.S. Military Central Command said the Houthis used two anti-ship ballistic missiles in the attack. The rebels said that they will continue their attacks aimed at pressuring an end to the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry announced early Tuesday he would resign once a transitional presidential council is created, bowing to international pressure to save the country overwhelmed by violent gangs that some experts have said have unleashed a low-scale civil war. Henry made the announcement hours after officials, including Caribbean leaders and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, met in Jamaica to urgently discuss a solution to halt Haiti's spiraling crisis and agree to a joint proposal to establish a transitional council. At the meeting, Secretary of State Blinken announced an additional $100 million to finance the deployment of a multinational force to Haiti, which he said is urgently needed to help the poverty-stricken nation make a peaceful transition.
A political crisis, escalating violence, unrest. This has created an untenable situation for the Haitian people. And we all know that urgent action is needed on both the political and security tracks.
The urgent meeting in Jamaica was organized by the regional trade bloc CARICOM that has pressed for months for a transitional government in Haiti. The New York Times reported Monday the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration's audit of U.S. aircraft maker Boeing's 737 MAX jetliner production process failed 33 of 89 tests. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Over the weekend, Buttigieg said that Boeing has been under enormous scrutiny since a panel blew off a Boeing 737 MAX jetliner in mid-flight in January. The Wall Street Journal reported that the Department of Justice had launched a criminal investigation into the blowout on the Alaska Airlines jet. That followed Boeing's admission that it couldn't find records that the National Transportation Safety Board requested for work done on the panel at a Boeing factory. Boeing gave a one-sentence response saying, "We will continue to cooperate fully and transparently with all government investigations and audits as we take comprehensive action to improve safety and quality at Boeing." Donna Porter, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.